time to wonder what it must be like to strap on a gun and pin on a badge and become a lawman. Well, I got a call to transport a prisoner one time. Starts spitting through the cage at me, hit me in the back of the neck with his damn tubercular saliva. I said over my shoulder as I'm driving, you know, you shouldn't do that because that causes duodenal pain, spitting through a cage like that. He kept on doing it, so I decided to give him a dose of cage rash. See, his hands were cuffed behind him, so he couldn't stop his forward momentum. I got that car up to, I'd say, about 95 miles an hour. Brakes with both feet. His face went right into that cage. Sure enough, it looked like he had checkerboard square all over his face. I said, now stop it. Stop it once and for all. He did it again. I said, I told you this causes duodenal pain, didn't I? And I pulled off to the side of the road and I grabbed his doodads and I twisted to the left. Had a fistful of them. Now you spit at me again, buddy. I'll take your head clean off. He said, you're just a big man because you're wearing that gun. You got that badge. So I finally pulled into a little cul-de-sac. He said, what are you doing? I said, well, you said I'm a big man just because I got a badge and gun on. So I took my gun belt off, took the badge off, threw it in the front seat, left the keys in the car, took him out of the back, took his handcuffs off. I said, all right, big man, beat me up now. You can take my gun, drive away in the car. Huh? Come on. Come on. He took a swing at me. And then I just opened up on him. You lovely, thinking, no good maggot. You stupid, unbelievable. Hey, kid, you. I just tore him every which way but Sunday. And then I put the cuffs back on him and shoved him back in a squad car. Well, when we got down to the station, I opened the back door and somebody shouted something for me and the guy took off running. I didn't even bother with it. I just unsnapped my .357, put one right between his shoulder blades. And then as he lay there dying, I walked up to him and I said, you know, I'm starting to like you a little bit. You saved me the trouble of having to buck you.